Just so you know, I'm not thinking about your cock right now. No. I do quite often, but not today. Do you want to know what I am thinking about today? It has to do with you. I'm thinking about your arousal. Is that the way to put it? I was going to say I'm just thinking about your orgasm. And I am. But I'm also thinking about what leads up to it. Because that is absolutely delicious. I love thinking about you just sitting there, relaxed and calm and not doing much of anything, maybe just watching TV or having a drink or eating something or playing a game or something, just chilling out, not thinking about sex. And I love imagining that maybe you think about me, maybe you listen to me, maybe you see something, and you start thinking about sex. If I can make you do this, even better. So I tend to insert myself into this little fantasy. I hope you don't mind. So let's just say you put your earphones on and you find one of my audios and you start listening. I love wondering about when is that moment when it starts to happen for you. Is it right from the beginning? Is it just hearing my voice just say anything? Does that start it for you? Or do you need a bit more time? Do you need to get into it more? Or do I need to say something in particular? Does it have to be a tone of voice? Do I have to start moaning and talking like I'm so turned on? Maybe breathing heavy? Is that what starts it for you? Is it certain words like suck, fuck, come? Those words really turn me on. I wonder if they turn you on too. Is that how it starts for you? Do you feel a little tingle in your crotch? I'm not a man. I don't know how it feels when your cock first starts to wake up. I know what it looks like. I know what it feels like. I know what it feels like to me. I just don't know what it feels like to you when your cock starts to get plump. Does it come with a surge of horniness or desire? Does it happen at the same time? Do you feel your cock getting plumper and then feel the horniness? Or is it the other way around? Or is it the same time? I don't know. I love thinking about it though. I love thinking about what's happening in your body when you start getting more and more turned on. Your heart rate going up, your breathing getting a little faster. Everything preparing you for sex. I love that transformation. I love that your soft cock and balls can suddenly turn into this rock hard thing that just feels so good to suck and feels so good filling me up. I love feeling like I can describe my fantasies to you, that I can tell you everything I love about pleasuring a man. I love knowing that everything I say about that gets you more and more ready to come for me. I love painting pictures with my words, knowing that when I give you the image of, for example, getting on my knees on the floor in front of you, wearing my hair in a ponytail so you can grab it, maybe wearing lingerie that you like, that shows off my big tits. Or maybe not wearing anything at all. Maybe wearing high heels and a smile. It's up to you, really. But I love knowing that just painting that image of me on my knees with my mouth next to your hard cock. I love thinking that it starts doing things to you. It makes your cock twitch. Makes it move, makes it get a little uncomfortable in your pants. And then, if I lead you a little bit further into the image, like it's a movie playing in your mind, describe how I part my lips and take your head in my mouth really slowly at first, just nibbling on you, tasting you, getting you nice and wet with my mouth, flicking my tongue over that sensitive, sweet spot, even while your head is in my mouth. Looking into your eyes as I start sinking down slower, feeling the skin of your cock move and slide as my mouth goes down and down and down. Almost all the way to the bottom. And then back up again. Sucking all the way back up. Making my lips firm around you so it's nice and tight. When I get to the top, slipping my tongue out so it can just dance along your head, playing with you, and then sinking back down on you, just diving on that dick. I love thinking that this image is seared into your mind and that you can see yourself there. You can look down right now and see me right there, in between your legs. My hands on your thighs, my mouth on your cock, looking at you, loving how horny you are. Does that make you even more horny? What's it like to feel more horny? Is it like a Is it like a wave building up? I know what it feels like for me, but I don't know what it feels like for you. Does it get stronger? More intense? Do you have to stroke faster? Do you have to touch yourself differently? Is it like an ache? That you need to do something to make yourself feel a little bit of relief? I want to know at what point you start to moan. Where it just comes out of you like you can't even help it. You start to moan. It just feels so good. I love that moment. When those sounds come out of you. I can feel it in your cock too. But I wonder what it feels like for you. When you feel like you're getting closer and closer. Does your cock feel different? I imagine it must. I love thinking about you just grabbing your dick and pumping and stroking the way you know how. The way you know feels good for you. The way you know is going to make you come. I love thinking about that. That moment when you're getting closer and closer and just everything is suddenly about this orgasm. Your whole world is now just focused on what's between your legs. Stroking it and pumping it. Going faster and faster. Moaning and breathing and panting and knowing that you're gonna come and it's gonna feel amazing. And you're gonna see it shoot out of you and make a mess all over you. But it's gonna feel so fucking good while it's happening. It's gonna feel like it just comes out of you helplessly, right? At least I hope so. I really hope that when you're listening to me, you're stroking yourself, and you're getting so close to the edge. I really hope that you feel this strong sense of losing control, and that your orgasm is just going to right through you. You're not going to be able to help it. It's going to overwhelm you. It's going to shoot right out of your balls and through your cock. And you're going to feel drained. You're going to feel emptied. With every spasm, it's going to feel more and more incredible. And you're going to cry out in absolute ecstasy. And you're gonna watch it come as you keep stroking it, right? Just watch it come. Watch it spill all over you. Watch it spurt. Does it spurt for you? Does it go far? Or does it just dribble over the side of your head, down your shaft? It's all good. No matter how you come, it's all good. At least, if I think that I've brought you here, it's very good for me. I love thinking that I've torn an orgasm from you. I've just wrenched it out of you. and that you're breathless and throbbing, and everything feels tingling and alive and so fucking good. Your heart's pounding and I love thinking about that. I love knowing I could do that to you. I really hope it's as pleasurable for you as it is for me. So that's what I'm thinking about. If you're ever curious, if you ever wonder what I'm thinking about you and your orgasm. I'm thinking about you and what I can do to you, your arousal, your climax, your moments of pleasure, your orgasm, the cum shooting out of you, and collapsing in a heap of spent pleasure, pounding heart.